And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Give me the old-time Olympics when we discovered new heroes. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Does it strike you funny that so much of the London Olympics looks like other competition we've seen? Didn't Andy Murray just lose to Roger Federer at Wimbledon? What was Murray doing, sloughing off at the old England club just waiting to get Federer in the Olympics? Hardly. Federer probably didn't give a hoot, losing in three sets. How about Venus and Serena, winning again and again and again? They're great, but give me amateurs on the rise. The same for soccer. How did Spain lose its first two matches and go home after winning the Euros earlier in the summer to follow up their World Cup triumph 2 years ago? And basketball. Don't get me started on basketball. Hadn't we seen enough of LeBron James and company during the interminable NBA playoffs? I liked it better when they were all amateurs competing, if there is such a thing anymore. Sure, the NBA players might have a tough time in the medal round because so many of their counterparts are playing for their native countries, and the motivation to beat the American pros is so much greater. I say eliminate the NBA guys and let the college kids carry the red, white, and blue banner again. Love track and field because, seriously, when do we ever see world-class sprinters, distance runners, and jumpers except for every 4 years? Could Usain Bolt prove he was still the fastest man on the planet? Doubters be damned, he did. And how about the double amputee in the 1500? Isn't that something? Gymnastics seems like it goes away for 4 years, but in truth, every little pixie and muscle-bound male is training for the Olympics. That's why Gabby Douglas is such a great story. Better than Venus and Serena, winning again and again. Archery, absolutely. Rowing, right on. Women's boxing, well, that sport should be banned at any level since head trauma has come out of the closet. Swimming, sure. Despite Michael Phelps' fame, have we gotten tired of seeing him stretch it out or butterfly at home? Three-point shooting, three cheers. Give me the old-time Olympics when we learn new names, new faces, and new stories with each event. This is Art Chansky. See ya.